low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for you today at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've barely spoken, so we haven't had an opportunity to argue. But I'd like to throw a concept out for your consideration so you can be wrong publicly here on the radio.
Lay it on me, brother.
All right. Did the FBI just reelect Donald Trump? An opinion piece, David Brooks, asked at the New York Post.
David who?
Brooks at the Times. My mistake. Not the Post. The Times. David Brooks writes this story, this column, if you will, this narrative about why this could have been the best thing that ever happened to Donald Trump, effectively. Like, we're in this weird political cycle where all the motions, all the mechanisms are in motion to break democracy, effectively. And this action to search Donald Trump, it's already leading to threats of violence and actual violence.
Actual violence, yes.
And actual violence. Let me read some from David Brooks' piece, and then you can tell me why he's wrong and you're right. Why is Donald Trump so powerful? How did he come to dominate one of the two major parties and get himself elected president? Is it his hair? His waistline? No, it's his narrative. Trump tells powerful stories that ring true to tens of millions of Americans. The main one is that America is being ruined by corrupt coastal elites. According to this narrative, there is an interlocking network of highly educated Americans who make up what the Trumpians have come to call the regime. Washington power players, liberal media, big foundations, elite universities, woke corporations. These people are corrupt, condescending, and immoral, and are looking out only for themselves. And they're out to get Trump because Trump is the person who stands up to them. They're not only out to get Trump, they're out to get you. This narrative has a core of truth to it. Highly educated metropolitan elites have become something of a self-enclosed Brahmin class. So the Trumpian propaganda turns what is an unfortunate social chasm into a venomous conspiracy theory. It simply assumes, against a lot of evidence, that the leading institutions of society are inherently corrupt, malevolent, and partisan, and are acting in bad faith. And it simply assumes that the proof of people's virtue is that they're getting attacked by the regime. See, that makes you a good one, Dom, because the regime is attacking you because you're a threat to the regime,
yes,
right?
Yes. He says this. It's all the hoaxes and the scams. Yes, but please continue.
Trump's political career has been kept afloat by elite scorn. The more elite scorn him, people like Dom, the more elite scorn him, the more the Republicans love him. The key criterion for leadership in the Republican Party today, having the right enemies. Oh, you got a lot of them, Dom. In this situation, walks the FBI. There's a lot we don't know about the search at Mar-a-Lago, but we do know how the Republican Party reacted. The right side of my Twitter feed was ecstatic. See, they really are persecuted. Essays began to appear with titles like, "The Regime Wants Its Revenge." Ron DeSantis tweeted, "The raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents." As usual, the tone was apocalyptic. "This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history," the Fox News host Mark Levin exclaimed. And the investigation into Trump was seen purely as a heinous regime plot, at least for now. The search has shaken the Republican political landscape. Several weeks ago, about half of Republican voters were ready to move on from Trump. About half, according to a New York Times Siena College poll. This week, the entire party seemed to rally behind him. Republican strategists advising Trump's potential primary opponents had reason to be despondent, completely handed him a lifeline, one such strategist told Politico. "Unbelievable. It puts everybody in the wagon for Trump again. It's just taking the wind out of everybody's sails." And a couple of the stats, Dom, and then I'll let you jump in. According to a Traveler Group Convention of States Action Survey, 83% of likely Republican voters said the FBI search made them more motivated to vote in the 2022 elections. 83% of likely Republican voters more motivated today. Over 75% of likely Republican voters believe Trump's political enemies were behind the search. Three out of four Dennis Republicans surveyed say it's a political action, Dom. And rather than the impartial justice system, as did 48% of likely general elections voters overall, in a normal society, when politicians get investigated or charged, it hurts them politically. But that no longer applies to the GOP. The judicial system. Easy for me to say. I sound a little bit like Bill Cosby there.
Judicial system.
The judicial system may be colliding with a political system in an unprecedented way. So, Dom, what happens if a prosecutor charges Trump and he is convicted just as he's cruising to the GOP nomination or maybe even the presidency? What happens if the legal system, using its criteria, decides Trump should go to prison at the very moment that the electoral system, using its criteria, decides he should go to the White House? What then, my friend? Do you care?
No, but let me finish just a little bit here. Then I guess we'll have to respond on the other side. And folks, you can join us as well. Brooks goes on to write, I presume in those circumstances, Trump would be arrested and imprisoned. I also presume we would see widespread political violence from incensed Trump voters who would view that the regime has stolen the country. In my view, this is the most likely path to a complete democratic breakdown. In theory, justice is blind, and obviously no person can be above the law. But as Damon Linker wrote in a Substack post, this is a polity, not a graduate seminar in Kantian ethics. We live in a specific real-world situation. We all have to take responsibility for real-world effects on our actions. America absolutely needs to punish those who commit crimes. On the other hand, America absolutely needs to make sure that Trump does not get another term as president. What do we do if the former president makes a lot more likely? I have no clue how to get out of this potential conflict between our legal and political reality.
Here's the final sentence. It feels as though we're walking towards some sort of storm, and there's no honorable way to alter our course.
The storm is coming. How QAnon of Brooks.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back.